Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is condemning state-controlled media reports it labels as attacks on High Court Judge Charles Hungwe following an order he granted recently to free rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa.
We believe that the contemptuous and one-sided manner through which a key factor of cases or the role of courts involved in the justice delivery chain has been completely misunderstood by people whom you consider to be lay people or maliciously concealed and excluded.
The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it will soon announce the names of candidates who have qualified to contest in the party's primary elections ahead of crucial national elections this year.
We have this list and it will be discussed tomorrow. Those who have qualified to contest in the primary elections will be announced and we will take it from there.
And the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe today dismissed reports suggesting that some gold was missing from the central bank's reserves.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is condemning state-controlled media reports it labels attacks on High Court Judge Charles Hungwe. In a statement today, the human rights group says the reports in a state-controlled and other partisan media constitute professional and personal attacks on the judge, calling them a disturbing assault on the independence and integrity of the judiciary and legal profession in Zimbabwe. Justice Hungwe has been criticized in the state media after granting searches to the offices of three ZANU-PF ministers and ordering the release of human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa. A number of published articles center around the judge's failure to sentence a man convicted of robbery and murder after losing court records and another case in which he granted a notice of withdrawal in a house wrangle. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke to Kumbira Mafunda, spokesman of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who calls the articles unethical, unbalanced, and a form of personal attack.
We believe that the contemptuous and one-sided manner through which a key factor of cases or the role of courts involved in the justice delivery chain has been completely misunderstood by people whom you consider to be lay people or maliciously concealed and excluded.
But can we not say that this media is following through its mandate to report on what is public record?
We believe that these reports are meant to mislead the public, and they are meant to, if you have been reading through them, and even reading between the lines, you can actually conclude that these reports are meant to incite unassuming spectators against the affected judge himself, as well as the entire judiciary. We believe that this is hate speech and false reporting, which has not only been tolerated, but has been encouraged to complete with complete impunity if it has been seen sustained articles that have been published so far.
Moving forward, how would your organization want this situation to be ratified?
We expect those responsible, those with powers that we have mentioned in our statement, who include the Chief Justice of Zimbabwe, the Judge President of the High Court and the Judicial Service Commission, together with the Law Society, we urge them to take an urgent and robust measures to end this persecution of Justice Hungwe, which has been seen through the defamatory assassination of his character, the malicious and false reporting, and the insightful hate speech.
That was Zimrise spokesman Kumbira Mafunda.